Back in the mid-1990s, Ani DiFranco made a name for herself by producing folk music that roared like punk rock. She also ran her own record label, turning down big offers from bigger companies. It wasn't an obvious formula for success, but today Ani DiFranco is still going strong, and she's released her latest CD, Reveling Reckoning. Critic Will Hermes says it's an ambitious work.
The first time I saw Ani DiFranco was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at a forward-looking folk club called the Cedar Cultural Center. On stage was this white girl in jack boots and a shaved head, spitting out a poem in which she's wandering the New York City piers, contemplating abortion. The audience was a room full of teenagers, mostly girls, who were hanging on her every word. Consisting of naked truths sprawled over syncopated acoustic guitar lines, Ani DiFranco's music didn't get near commercial radio and hadn't been noticed by the mainstream press yet. But there she was, blue-green eyes flashing, unapologetically political, proudly bisexual, suggesting it might actually be possible to make important music without the usual media hoo-ha.
Coming of age during the plague of Reagan and Bush, watching capitalism gun down democracy. They've had this funny effect on me, I guess. I am cancer, I am HIV, and I'm down at the Blue Jesus Blue Cross Hospital, just looking up from my pillow, feeling blessed.
As it happened, Ani DiFranco got her 15 minutes in the spotlight, mostly by speaking about how to make it in the music industry without signing your creative life away. And she did so years before the internet rewrote the way independent artists could distribute their music. But then the Klieg lights were turned off, the singer-songwriter went back to business, and while you may not have heard from her recently, she's been touring doggedly, quietly selling out little venues like New York City's Carnegie Hall and making records. Ani DiFranco's latest is a beautifully packaged 2-CD set called Reveling Reckoning. And for an artist whose albums often felt like concert souvenirs, it's something of a landmark. Sprawling all over the map, Reveling Reckoning rolls folk and rock and jazz and funk and bossa nova and Ani DiFranco's relentless soul-searching into a set of songs and instrumentals that cohere as a narrative, unlike her past LPs, which were a little bit more like channel surfing. And the mood is ruminative. Chalk the former up to her new home studio, where ideas had time to unspool, and chalk the latter up to the fact that this famous rambler is now married, a state of being she explores in the usual fearless detail.
You were so in love. That it was all you could talk about. And I think I felt a little left out. You were on cloud nine all the time.
What's also interesting about Ani DiFranco's Reveling Reckoning is how this outspoken artist is speaking more through her music than her lyrics. The new record is full of unusual horn arrangements and abstract guitar instrumentals, and her vocals often veer into scats. It's almost as if she's become a little less sure of the power of the word. Even her famous uncertainty seems less certain. Of course, marriage will do that sometimes, but to judge from Reveling Reckoning, Ani DiFranco's artistic instincts harbor no doubts whatsoever.
The 2-CD set by Ani DiFranco is called Reveling Reckoning. Critic Will Hermes is a senior editor for Spin magazine.